Chapter 1. Soldier and Leader Engagement Defined and Described. Soldier and Leader Engagement Defined. Commanders integrate information operations, IO, into operations to produce a desired effect in audience decision-making. IO takes place in all phases of military operations and is one line of effort among many to achieve the commander's objective. Information operations consist of information-related capabilities, IRCs, intended to influence, disrupt, corrupt, or usurp audience, friendly, neutral, or adversarial, decision-making. See JP 3-13 for more on IO. IRCs are activities, techniques, tactics, or procedures. Soldier and leader engagement is one type of IRC that commanders and staffs can use in order to influence audiences and achieve desired effects. See JP 3-13 and FM 3-13 for more on IO and the range of IRCs available. Soldier and leader engagement is interpersonal service member interactions with audiences in an area of operations. Soldier and leader engagement, SLE, is an IRC with the purpose to create effects in an operational environment. These effects can inform, influence, and educate friendly and neutral audiences and relevant actors. SLE can also disrupt, corrupt, or usurp enemy or adversary decision-making and everything that enables it, while enabling and protecting friendly decision-making. The aim of SLE is to assist or enable the unit or commander to achieve specific objectives by changing the perceptions and behavior of an audience. SLE is an IRC that is available to every Army unit and is integrated and synchronized into operations by the IO Working Group, aided by the Psychological Operations, PSYOP, Planner, or Element. Where there is no assigned individual, the commander designates a staff representative to perform IO duties, to include overseeing the unit's engagement activities. SLE is one of few organic IRCs available to echelons below division. Soldiers and leaders engage with local audiences to achieve specific effects in the information environment. Engagement fulfills key requirements, achieves objectives, and supports mission accomplishment. SLE can occur as a random opportunity, such as a face-to-face encounter, or be planned. The medium for conducting SLE is any communications method, such as telephone calls or texts, video teleconferences, or other audiovisual mediums, including social media. Although the capability is referred to as SLE, civilians supporting military operations are included. Commanders consider and choose the best candidate to conduct deliberate engagements. SLE provides a construct for building relationships, solving conflicts, conveying information, calming fears, and refuting rumors, lies, or misinformation or disinformation. Effectively integrating SLE into operations increases the potential for commanders to mitigate unintended consequences, counter adversary information activities, and increase local support for friendly forces and their collective missions. Soldiers often face the challenging and complex tasks of operating with and among local populations. Audiences in an area of operations look, act, and think differently from soldiers. Sometimes the aims and ambitions of even a friendly or neutral populace will not align with the mission assigned to soldiers and leaders. Soldiers and leaders use engagement to help a populace make sense of military operations, make introductions and learn more about an audience, bridge differences and build alliances, build trust and confidence that leads to enhanced legitimacy, encourage cooperation and non-interference, inform local audiences about enemy or adversary information, propaganda, misinformation, disinformation, or information for effect, respond to or block enemy or adversary influence against friendly and neutral audiences, conduct operations, such as humanitarian civic assistance. SLE is a component of a commander's broader communication synchronization that typically includes public affairs engagements, especially with the media, military information support operations, known as MISO, messages and actions, as well as information gathering with selected foreign targets and audiences. civil-military interactions and civil affairs operations, such as humanitarian civic assistance. Strategic partnering, in which indigenous national or strategic leaders are directly engaged by their United States or coalition counterparts. Traditional communication, which employs personal, trusted channels of communication to influence audiences in an area of operations, AO. Community relations events, such as music performances. Military civic action projects, official social media postings. SLA should not be confused with surveillance and reconnaissance missions with the purpose of information collection. Techniques for information collection during operations among populations are covered in ATP 3-55.4. Soldier and Leader Engagement Principles. Effective SLE is interest-based, consistent, human relationship-focused, adaptive, credible, habitual, balanced, timely, and pragmatic. Successful SLE planning, training, and implementation takes these principles into account. Interest-based. SLE is planned and conducted in order to support and protect national interests. Commanders determine interests based on objectives and intended effects in their areas of operation. Local populations and local institutions in areas where commanders are based also make decisions and act based on their interests. Interests must be distinguished from positions, which describe a party's current way or method of satisfying an interest. Interests are the purpose or purposes behind the positions. Participants in SLE must define and understand their own interests as well as those of their counterparts. Doing so without unduly fixating on a given or predetermined position allows for adaptive and pragmatic adjustments during the conduct of SLE. Consistent. SLE is consistent when it communicates the same meaning as other operational activities. Achieving consistency requires that commanders and staffs understand effects in cognitive terms, the perceptions and interpretations that various actors and populations assign to operations and the conditions they cause. See JP 3-13. Soldiers and leaders lose credibility when audiences perceive engagement dialogue, words, as inconsistent with observable behavior, actions. Human relationship-centered. SLE is directed at human perception, understanding, will, and behavior. In keeping with this, SLE is as much about building rapport and relationships as it is about achieving effects. This interaction between humans forms the basis of common understanding that transcends cultures and clarifies perceptions, thus enabling common understanding. Rapport and common understanding may encourage compliance or agreement with required actions. Culturally aware. Soldiers and leaders conduct engagements in the context of local customs, beliefs, and ways of communicating. Doing so builds understanding and cooperation. It also serves to mitigate insensitivities and mistrust. Beyond familiarization with explicit cultural practices, interacting requires that soldiers and leaders understand each population's more implicit communication style, the value they place on relationships, more task or person-centered, and their attitude toward time. When conducting SLE to inform or influence, local communicators and leaders are sometimes the most effective conduit to deliver messages for populations in an AO. In the past, commanders and staffs often developed messages unilaterally from their perspective and simply translated those into the local languages or dialects. This can lead to the intended meaning getting lost in translation or the message conflicting with local views or norms. Leveraging key leaders or actors allows units to draw on their familiarity and credibility with those audiences. Working with local communicators and leaders increases the likelihood that an interaction will inform or influence audiences as desired. Understandably, units balance the use of such individuals against security concerns. Units employ trained influence specialists, such as an attached psychological operations unit, public affairs specialists, such as assigned public affairs personnel or attached public affairs detachments, and resident cultural experts, such as foreign area officers or political advisors at higher-level headquarters, to craft messages and delivery mechanisms that are culturally, technologically, and linguistically appropriate to the culture and context. Soldiers with specialized skills or knowledge may be able to interact with indigenous populations where otherwise it would be viewed negatively or be culturally unacceptable. A specialized engagement team consisting of women, medical personnel, veterinarians, engineers, or musicians may be necessary to facilitate an SLE in unique situations. Specially configured teams enable friendly forces to interact with key demographic groups while respecting local and/or cultural norms. Adaptive. Effective SLE depends on adaptability. Adaptive communication relies on soldiers and leaders who can think critically and use reasonable judgment, are comfortable with ambiguity, are willing to accept risk, and have the ability to adjust rapidly to evolving situations. Adaptability requires a commitment to learning and ongoing training. Soldiers and leaders must continually advance their understanding of the people, especially relevant actors and audiences, cultures, and subcultures in their AO. Continual learning and training informs changes to the methods and content of communication that lead to increases in rapport and success in achieving effects. Engagement characterized by an assumed superiority, a conviction that a message's inherent rightness disqualifies it from audience scrutiny, or its rigid application fails to support the conditions necessary to discover and adopt effective communication approaches. Thus, effective SLE is more about dialogue, information sharing, advising, and persuasion, rather than dictating expected behavior. All of these rely on the ability to adapt to audience and circumstance. Psychological operations, PSYOP, soldiers are particularly adept at engagement because they are trained in social sciences, psychology, culture, and languages. Public affairs soldiers are also adept at integrating emerging communication platforms to stay relevant with communication trends and to communicate effectively with a diverse audience. Credible. All information operations, to include SLE, should reinforce actions for maximum effects. Everything we say, do, and produce is messaging to support higher headquarters' desired effects. Actions are the most important SLE efforts. Lasting and positive effects come from actions more than any other form of messaging and is vital in operating environments where populaces' cultures and languages differ from those in the United States. SLE must be credible to have sustained effects. All actors make decisions based on their perceptions of the potential for risk and reward in a course of action. A fundamental criterion for such perceptions is the degree of confidence the intended audience has in the credibility and trustworthiness of those with whom they interact. Such credibility can only result from a pattern of words, images, and actions arising from shared understanding that is authentic, empirical, and factual. Openness and transparency are foundational to this effort. Facts matter. But commanders must understand that perceptions of truthfulness are based on more than merely getting the facts straight. A central tenet of effective SLE is recognition that those executing the engagement must nest and adapt higher headquarters themes, messages, talking points, and most importantly, actions to their local conditions. Commanders should not expect their higher echelon's talking points to neatly support the conditions in their AO. Rather, they shape their words and actions to synchronize higher headquarters' themes and actions with conditions on the ground. Successful SLE depends on the degree of confidence populations have in the credibility of the Army forces with whom they interact. Credibility results from an observable, sustained, and consistent congruence of words and deeds attuned to the local culture. Habitual. Establishing habitual or persistent relationships between United States leaders or soldiers and key local representatives or influencers helps promote trust. The habitual partner becomes the primary conduit through which information is passed and received. The habitual reliance on these conduits reduces the likelihood that key audiences will receive conflicting messages or commitments from the United States or its unified action partners. It also reduces engagement fatigue that happens when an audience becomes overwhelmed by the number of engagements in which it must participate. At higher levels, these habitual engagements form the basis of strategic partnering, which is especially important to security force assistance and building partner capacity. Balanced. Soldiers and leaders balance their engagement efforts between the inclination to achieve the desired effect and the requirement to actively listen and understand another's point of view. During a single SLE, soldiers or leaders may achieve little more than increased understanding of the audience with whom they interact. This is an acceptable objective for SLE. Understanding is critical to the success of subsequent SLEs as it lays the foundation for establishing solid relationships. A balanced approach to engagements helps to ensure both parties benefit. Imbalanced SLE tends to be one-way, which makes relationship building difficult to impossible. Typically, one-way communication creates a perception in the audience that their ideas are irrelevant, leaving the audience feeling disrespected and marginalized. These perceptions can become obstacles to future engagements or achieving a commander's intent. Respect and empathy on both sides can overcome imbalance. Visits to residences, places of work, or events can improve respect and enable better empathy within a habitual relationship. Timely. Timely engagement does not automatically imply speed, although speed is often required. Well-planned and sustained engagement achieves timely effects because it establishes information channels prior to the emergence of information dissemination requirements, thereby allowing commanders to anticipate and proactively manage consequences and outcomes. Being consultative rather than dictatorial often necessitates time and patience. Being consultative means allowing additional time for relational dynamics to play out. Invariably, the engaged audience or person will need to consult with others before finalizing a decision. Pragmatic. The outcome of communications is difficult to predict and control. Pragmatic SLE accepts the unpredictable, often opaque, nature of interpersonal communications and operates with realistic expectations of message control. Leaders guide what their units say and do. However, they cannot fully control how others interpret friendly force messages and actions. Soldiers and leaders understand that the cultural lenses, biases, beliefs, education, and experiences of audiences shape their perceptions and interpretations. Nonetheless, soldiers and leaders shape SLE to ensure they promote clarity and shared understanding. Pragmatism reflects an expectation and risk acceptance. Effective soldiers and leaders expect setbacks. Developing relationships and building trusted networks sometimes entails interacting with untrustworthy individuals. SLE may even result in the unmasking of previously undetected malign actors or intentions. Engagement with the local population and key leaders, particularly to shape, deter, and consolidate gains, is a long-term effort assessed in terms of months or years rather than in hours or days. Pragmatism acknowledges that effects of SLE may not be immediately achievable or recognizable. Influencing audiences in an AO requires trust and credibility by repeated and meaningful interaction. Recognizing any measure of effectiveness from these interactions often requires time that United States forces typically do not have. Leaders must plan SLE early and often in operations to ensure necessary effects can be achieved. Soldier and Leader Engagement Framework. Engagements benefit from an understanding of psychology, cross-culture communication, and sociology, among other disciplines. Soldiers and leaders are encouraged to undertake self-study in these fields of knowledge. Soldiers and leaders can conduct meaningful and effective engagements using a framework in which they consider the various roles they fill, as well as the roles of those they are engaging. These roles, which inform the approach soldiers and leaders adopt when executing a specific engagement, include human being, soldier or civilian, business person, leader, commander. Three of the roles apply to all members of a unit. The last two roles apply to those who are, by statute, so designated. Soldier and Leader Engagement Framework roles and descriptions are described as follows. Role, human being. First-person description of role's contribution to SLE. I am a human being, flawed and complex, just like the person or persons opposite me. In recognizing our common humanity, I better understand the possible motivations of my audience, allowing me to navigate to solutions that mutually benefit both or all sides. Role, soldier or civilian. First-person description of role's contribution to SLE. I have taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, obey all laws, and follow lawful orders. The person I am engaging is likewise bound by rules and hierarchies that will likely compete with my own. Seeing myself in this role, I better understand the competing interests and dynamics that underlie all human interaction. Entering into engagements as a soldier or civilian means upholding Army values and being the face of my unit, the United States Army and the United States. I undertake SLE as directed or expected, specifically to accomplish the unit's mission and fulfill my commander's intent. I know my limitations and seek help when necessary. Role, business person. First person description of role's contribution to SLE. A business person or sales representative is often required to negotiate with another party in an effort to sell that party on their product or position. Soldiers and leaders conducting SLE may have to negotiate with another leader or FSF counterpart and can approach this engagement in a manner that resembles a sale. The soldier or leader has a desired end state and a starting position, and they must engage with their counterpart in an effort to persuade them to accede to the soldier's position. To do this, they may negotiate by modifying the terms of their position, much like a business person can modify the price or other terms of a sale. Role, leader. First-person description of role's contribution to SLE. Whether a formal or informal leader, I exercise disciplined initiative and engage relevant actors and audiences in the area of operations to influence their behavior in support of the unit's mission. I lead actions and engage others to shape the environment favorable to United States objectives, build trust and confidence in United States actions, and achieve outcomes necessary to bring about the commander's desired end state. Role, commander. First-person description of role's contribution to SLE. I am my unit's key engager. I foster a culture of engagement and model the way. I balance risk and make decisions regarding the expenditure of resources in pursuit of my objectives. I ensure the integration of SLE into operations and provide guidance and direction about the frequency, type, and purpose of SLE. I also ensure soldiers and leaders are trained and resourced to conduct a robust engagement program. I nest and unify all engagements in the operational area and ensure themes, messages, and actions are completely aligned. Categories of soldier and leader engagement. Two categories of soldier and leader engagements exist, planned and unplanned. These engagements differ in planning and execution, but serve the same purpose of increasing the shared understanding necessary to achieve the commander's intent. Subsequent chapters will explain roles and responsibilities for engagements, incorporation into the planning process, and methods to prepare and execute. SLEs occur often during stability operations and usually with partnered forces. This incurs consideration of how to mitigate threats to include insider attacks. ATP 3-37.15. Planned engagements. Planned engagements are deliberate interpersonal interactions to achieve a specified effect or accomplish a specific objective. These engagements may be face-to-face interactions or via other means, such as telephone or video teleconference. Examples of deliberate engagements include scheduled meetings with key communicators or formal leaders, participation in a planned ceremony or event, school opening, attending a parade or concert, delivery of information to a ministry or government official. Effective, deliberate SLE integrates with other IRCs to achieve or complement desired effects. Examples include humanitarian and civic assistance, public affairs efforts, such as a post-engagement press conference, PSYOP, such as delivery of messages to target audiences, combat camera to document the activity, army bands, such as performances for local populations. Planned engagements will benefit from using supporting PSYOP forces to conduct analysis of engaged leaders, recommend talking points, record the discussions to ensure continuity of message, that any promises made are carried out, and that any obligations incurred by the audiences are fulfilled. This intense program management is critical to ensure continuity and credibility of the commander and subordinate units. See FM3-53. Unplanned engagements. Unplanned SLE are unanticipated or impromptu encounters for which soldiers and leaders have not conducted deliberate planning. Dynamic interactions occur frequently. They may be spontaneous face-to-face conversations with local civilians during dismounted patrols, unsolicited visitations by local leaders to a base or outpost, or encounters with refugees or displaced persons. Leaders prepare their subordinates at all levels before and during deployment to conduct impromptu interactions as a react-to-contact battle drill. Preparation for soldier and leader engagement starts as early as initial entry training when soldiers begin internalizing the Army values found in ADP 1. Displaying respect for others and communicating honestly inevitably increases the likelihood of positive outcomes in any human interaction. Training for law of land warfare, rules of engagement, and culture, as well as role-playing exercises, prepare soldiers and leaders to have successful dynamic interactions. Unplanned SLE benefits from spontaneous interactions that allow greater understanding of the operational environment, OE, attitudes of local populations, to include specific audiences, and process it into time-sensitive feedback to other IRCs. This can be flags, banners, graffiti, or symbols, political, religious, celebration, protest, or mourning, on display or not, attitude towards United States or allied units and personnel, fear, indifference, hostility, friendly, what, if any, commercial activity is there, illicit or open, shortages or abundance, prices increasing or stable. Types of soldier and leader engagement. SLE can be categorized by purpose and audience. Some types of engagements that Army units or personnel routinely conduct are described as follows. Exploratory or introductory engagement. Engagements enable all sides in a discussion to learn more about each other. Key leader engagement, KLE. KLE focuses on individuals within a unit's area of operations or area of interest who have been identified as holding positions of power, having significant influence on the behavior of other actors or audiences, or able to make binding commitments or implement change. Civil engagement. Deliberate or spontaneous activity or interaction between CA forces and non-military individuals or entities designed to build relationships, reduce or eliminate civil interference and causes of instability, gather, confirm, or deny information, foster legitimacy, or promote cooperation and unified action. Police engagement. Police engagement is a type of information exchange that occurs between police personnel, organizations, or populations for the purpose of maintaining social order. Face-to-face. While any engagement can be face-to-face, face-to-face is a PSYOP term denoting interpersonal communication in contrast to group or mass communication. Cyber/online engagement, such as emails, teleconference, social media. Soldiers and leaders conduct engagements on the Internet. Helpful factors include informality, ownership to prevent anonymity, and outlining problem, purpose, discussions, and recommendations to create positive cyber engagements. Media engagement. An interaction, face-to-face or remotely, between soldiers and leaders with members of the media to fulfill public affairs objectives. Negotiation. Process that involves discussion and bargaining between two or more parties to discover common ground, reach an agreement, or resolve a conflict. Traditional communication events. Joining a fair, festival, or celebration allows soldiers and leaders a trusted and familiar way to communicate and share the experience. Soldier and leader engagement across Army strategic roles. The Army's four strategic roles are to shape the operational environment, prevent conflict, prevail in large-scale combat operations, and consolidate gains. SLE broadly contributes to each of the strategic roles across the conflict continuum and all operational phases. The chief of mission, usually the ambassador, is the highest United States authority in a foreign country during peacetime and the highest civil authority in war. As the senior official, the chief of mission will have an established United States government communication strategy within which all military engagements must be nested. Coordination with the public affairs, PA, and PSYOP elements embedded in the embassy can facilitate inclusion of specific engagement authorities in a Department of State and Office of the Secretary of Defense-approved program or order. With the required authorities, attached PSYOP forces can execute specific engagement efforts with local national leaders and influencers on behalf of both the ambassador and the commander on the ground. Since the PA and PSYOP forces do so in coordination with both the embassy and the United States commander, the overall engagement is synchronized and deconflicted prior to execution, as well as having high-level authorization. PSYOP forces conduct military influence and shaping operations and other influence activities as part of operations during overseas joint campaigns. PSYOP forces are trained, manned, and equipped to conduct operations at the Joint Task Force, Corps, Division, and Brigade levels, and to advise commanders on the psychological effects of operations, plan and execute influence activities, and, in collaboration with the intelligence community, assess any effects. PSYOP forces advise commanders on the positive and negative effects that military activities have on local populations and specific targets, and lead the commander's SLE efforts. The analysis of what military actions can influence the OE, to what degree, and in what manner contributes significantly to a prudent and successful decision-making process. See FM 3-53 for more on PSYOP operations. Commanders leverage available assets and understand how SLE can be incorporated toward mission success across the conflict continuum. Commanders apply the principles of SLE to planning and training forces to engage audiences and counterparts as a line of effort in all types of operations. Shape. Army operations to shape an OE help dissuade adversary activities. These operations are designed to achieve regional goals short of military conflict. Shaping operations bring together all the activities intended to promote regional stability and to set conditions for a favorable outcome in the event of a military confrontation. Shaping activities include security cooperation and forward presence to promote United States interests, developing allied and friendly military capabilities for self-defense and multinational operations, and providing United States forces with peacetime and contingency access to a host nation. Regionally aligned and engaged Army forces are essential to achieving objectives to strengthen the global network of multinational partners and preventing conflict. These military operations and activities produce specific effects among audiences necessary to meet United States strategic objectives. As such, SLE has a significant role in shaping operational environments and, at times, may be the decisive line of effort. During shaping operations, SLE may be employed to support the following efforts or activities. Security cooperation. Building partner capacity and information sharing. Military support to public diplomacy. Efforts to achieve influence that promotes stability, cooperation, and partnership among allies and potential allies, as well as foster legitimacy of United States and coalition operations and activities. Efforts to achieve influence that dissuades adversaries from gaining a malign or disruptive advantage or informs and inoculates the local populace against enemy or adversary propaganda. Sustaining and reaffirming partnerships. planning and coordinating future combined operations. Insight, competition. In peacetime, Army forces engage with other nations to demonstrate capabilities, increase interoperability, and improve opportunities for access and partnership. An example is United States Army Indo-Pacific soldiers displaying their helicopters to senior Indonesian defense officials during Garuda Shield, a bilateral military exercise sponsored by United States Army Indo-Pacific and hosted by the Indonesian Armed Forces. Approximately 1,200 personnel from United States Army and Indonesian Armed Forces conducted a series of training events focused on peace support operations. Major components include a staff exercise and a field training exercise supported by aviation, which includes specialized medical training on tactical casualty care and live fire exercises. Prevent. Army operations to prevent include all activities to deter an adversary's undesirable actions. An extension of operations to shape, these operations are designed to prevent adversary opportunities to further exploit positions of relative advantage by raising the potential costs to adversaries of continuing activities that threaten United States interests. Prevent activities are generally weighted toward actions to protect friendly forces, assets, and partners, and to indicate United States' intent to execute subsequent phases of a planned operation. During operations to prevent, SLE may be employed to support the following efforts or activities. Initiate partnered elements of the theater campaign plan, that is, initiate those elements that require or rely on unified action partner involvement. Efforts to achieve persuasive influence that dissuade adversaries from undertaking actions that threaten United States interests. Efforts to defend key or specific audiences from adversary influence, manipulation, or mobilization. Strengthen unity of effort among unified action partners and project a unified front against adversary actions and intentions. Develop coordinated plans and communication synchronization with unified action partners. Defense support to public diplomacy. Strengthen support from unified action partners against increasing adversarial pressure. Countering adversarial use of propaganda, misinformation, and disinformation. Combined exercises and training. Eliminate or reduce civilian interference with the conduct of operations. Insight, crisis. Army forces must deter or respond to situations that challenge the status quo. In the case of Operation Dragoon Ride, United States Army Europe conducted a series of convoys of armored vehicles assigned to the 2nd Cavalry Regiment and 18th Military Police Brigade. This maneuver across 1,800 kilometers through six European countries was a show of force and solidarity with North Atlantic Treaty Organization allies in response to Russian aggression in Ukraine. Engagement by soldiers and leaders included local gatherings, festivals, and parades were held and accompanied by local television and other media interview, live streams, and appearances before returning to Rose Barracks, Germany. Conduct large-scale combat operations. During large-scale combat operations, Army forces focus on the defeat and destruction of enemy ground forces as part of the joint team. Army forces close with and destroy enemy forces in any terrain, exploit success, and break their opponent's will to resist. Army forces attack, defend, conduct stability tasks, and consolidate gains to attain national objectives. Divisions and corps are the formations central to the conduct of large-scale combat operations. They are organized, trained, and equipped to enable subordinate organizations. The ability to prevail in ground combat is a decisive factor in breaking an enemy's will to continue a conflict. During large-scale combat operations, SLE may be employed to support the following efforts or activities. Influence civilian populations to adhere to population and resource control, such as curfews, movement restrictions, measures to minimize civilian interference and civilian casualties. Correct or counter misinformation. Counter propaganda and disinformation. Synchronizing engagement and messages with unified action partners. sustaining or strengthening support from unified action partners against enemy attacks in all domains, the electromagnetic spectrum, and the information environment. Consequence management or response to incidents or crises. Augment or reinforce combined arms operations to increase the intensity of coercive influence applied against the enemy. Insight. Conflict. Even the most vicious close-quarters combat requires soldier and leader engagement. During combat operations in the Marianas Campaign of World War II, Army and Marine forces conducted engagements by loudspeaker, leaflets, and face-to-face to encourage the evacuation and surrender of civilian and enemy troops, respectively. Extraordinary measures were taken to include those resulting in the award of the Navy Cross Award for Heroic Soldier and Leader Engagement. The President of the United States takes pleasure in presenting the Navy Cross to Private First Class Guy L. Gabaldon, United States Marine Corps Reserve. For extraordinary heroism while serving with Headquarters and Service Company's 2nd Marine, 2nd Marine Division, in action against enemy Japanese forces on Saipan and Tinian, Mariana Islands, South Pacific Area, from 15 June to 1 August 1944. Acting as a Japanese interpreter for the 2nd Marines, Private First Class Gabaldon displayed extreme courage and initiative in single-handedly capturing enemy civilian and military personnel during the Saipan and Tinian operations. Working alone in front of the lines, he daringly entered enemy caves, pillboxes, buildings, and jungle brush, frequently in the face of hostile fire, and succeeded in not only obtaining vital military information, but in capturing well over 1,000 enemy civilians and troops. Through his valiant and distinguished exploits, Private First Class Gabaldon made an important contribution to the successful prosecution of the campaign and, through his efforts, a definite humane treatment of civilian prisoners was assured. His courageous and inspiring devotion to duty throughout reflects the highest credit upon himself and the United States Naval Service. Consolidate gains. Army operations to consolidate gains include activities to solidify any temporary operational success, set the conditions for a sustainable environment, and allow for a transition of control to civil authorities. Consolidation of gains is an integral and continuous part of armed conflict and is necessary for achieving success across the range of military operations. Army forces deliberately plan with unified action partners to consolidate gains during all phases of an operation. Early and effective consolidation activities are a form of exploitation conducted while other operations are ongoing to enable the achievement of lasting favorable outcomes in the shortest time. During operations to consolidate gains, selected representatives of certain specialties, for example, PSYOP, PA, Civil Affairs, are employed to conduct engagement in support of the following efforts or activities, among others. Assisting the legitimate civil authority to shape themes and messages that increase transparency and bolster legitimacy. Addressing or thwarting misinformation or disinformation immediately. Providing defense support to public diplomacy. Explaining continued United States or coalition presence and activities. Strengthening information capacity of local partners through training, equipping, and advising.